The two cameramen who were molested by the military during Independence Day parade have been compensated at a ceremony at Burma Camp. The Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi, presented a brand new Canon camera and an undisclosed amount of money to the GJA President, Roland Afilmoni, to be given to the victims. Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi declared that the relationship between the military and the media will remain cordial in the supreme national interest. Georgette Cole reports.
On the 6th of March this year, two cameramen from Graphic and Times were brutalized in the full glare of the public for allegedly breaching security restrictions. The action raised questions about military excesses and the military's relations with civilians, especially the media. This prompted a delegation from the GJA, led by its president Afilmoni, to protest against their human rights violation. The Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Kwashi, who received the delegation, apologized and promised to compensate the victims and open a new chapter in the relation between the military and the media. Presenting the compensation package, Vice Admiral Kwashi reinforced the need to use the power of the pen and the sword to build the nation and not to destroy it.
We promise to make good certain shortcomings, if I'll put it that way. And today is a day that, by the grace of God, it's been made possible for us to make good that promise. I've made a few personal friends from the media, and once in a while, they call me on certain important issues we discuss amicably, and I learned lessons. We are supposed to work together for the development of our country. And when we back or hack at each other, it brings a negative effect. So that once we are working together and we understand each other, you know, the production is positive.
Receiving the package, the GJA President Roland Afilmoni said the entire incident has been put in the past and hope it never again happened in the history of the country.
No human institution is perfect. As journalists, we also have a fair share of imperfection. Sometimes we step on people's toes, sometimes we care the anger, the displeasure, and sometimes cases of people we offend through unethical practices and unprofessional conduct. So we accept the apology rendered by the military high command and believe there is human and to forgive is divine. So we accept no humility, the apology rendered by the armed forces, believe it to open a new chapter in a military-media relationship, and the whole Ghana will be the beneficiary. So we thank the CDS for showing leadership, quality leadership. You realize that we can do without each other. When we synergize the power of the pen and the power of the sword, I believe Ghana will benefit.
Radio Ghana spoke to one of the victims.
I'm so glad that what they did to me, they recognize that it was not so good because I was on an official duty, performing my duties all right before that thing happened. And after some discussions with them, and they realized that what they did was not wrong, so they have to replace my... I'm so glad that they've done it. I'm forgiving them from my heart.
Georgette, you heard one of the victims in that report by Georgette Cole.